Okay. Well, let's see. We're in the middle of the listening of Karka. I think we're at the first wide line listening for the day. Lo'ukma k'gon sha'och l'shtayin b'fon of akash shaloi b'fon of k'gon sha'barach. So Gemara says, Baruch Mechasnai, either Baruch Mechasnai, the Fosh is, if he ran away because of Sarkhan of Shita, he can't make an announcement that people know where he is. Either Baruch Mechmas Mamin, he buy Leilam Chuyay, Kaimalam Mechash Leib Afanav Havamachah. So either way, if he was Baruch Mechmas Mamin, he should have made him a Chad, that now Shal Sharat is the Chazaka. Yehuda Eber Yardin Vahagalim, Haya Behuda Virzu Begalim. Begal Virzu Behuda Eina Chazaka. Ach Yehei Imai Bimedina. Vavirimba. Why is the case of Yehuda v'Gaal? So we answered Amar Rabba Ramam, and we passed Kim Machashloi b'fan of Izamacha. We talk about Yehuda and Gaal, we're talking about two countries that have a cherim from one to the other. Mashi Yehuda v'Gaal, they knock at the stab Yehuda v'Gaal, Kishas cherim dam. So we have here a very small piece of Masechtas Bava Basra. When we learned Cheskas Habat, and we spent much time on this. The Gemara talks about the idea of 3 years being a Chazaka, which I think you're all familiar with. The Taisis, Machash Loi B'Fanav, says an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing about human nature. Taisis, Amayin Tema, Amayin Nakat, B'Chal Duchta, Machash Loi B'Fanav, Anir HaChazaka Shloi B'Fanav. We're talking here, what's the case? You have one person in Yehuda and one person in Gaul. The person getting Chazaka is in Yehuda. The person, the original owner, is in Galil. So we're saying it's Shalai B'fanav. If he makes a Mechah, it's Shalai B'fanav. The Chazaka is also Shalai B'fanav. So why call it Mechah Shalai B'fanav? Yishleimer ikra tam toli b'mechah. The Chazaka b'adi yesh l'kayal. I feel a Shalai B'fanav. I feel a hachi. Mechah in l'kayal, I have a Chazaka. Not in a Mechah. Tais is talking about, why do people talk about more? Tais is saying, people will talk more about the Chazaka than about the Mecha. Chazaka travels. Mecha doesn't travel. Maybe it's not because people talk, maybe it's because the owner of a field inquires about his field. Chazaka has a bigger kawat.
Not that I'm asking, but word travels.
Word travels
meaning that I'll hear. Call
so it sounds like people talk more about Chazaka. Is that true? I think people like to talk about fights more than about normal things.
If it's because of your asking, then it would make more sense that Chazaka would be heard about more than a Mechah. Because the Taisus is like, no one goes and asks if someone making Mechah.
Right.
But you think so?
You think, what's more interesting to you to talk about? Someone says, Reuven sold Yankel's house. Or did you hear that? Yankel says Reuven's a ganav. Like, what do people talk about more?
The second one,
though. It's a little funny that this says, huh?
Isn't the whole
time of
the based on how the time is?
Yes.
So I understand. So it means that the
It does travel, but the lush of Mechah Shalai B'Fanav is because the bigger chiddush that the Mechah travels than that the Chazaka travels. Because the Chazaka v'ada yesh l'kal. That's for sure. The whole Shaila is the Mechah.
Positive?
So what, I would think negative travels more than positive, no?
Might be more
rushed
beginning. What
doesn't last as much, maybe.
No, no one talks about someone doing something right for a long time. You want $1 million of it's not worth.
Yeah, but it's just talking about selling a field. I'm talking about $1 million. It's just talking about selling a field. Yesterday Yankel was in the field, and today Reuven's in the field. You have a neighbor. Today somebody else living in the house. So. Right. Look, this is what Taisa says. What Taisa means, because you inquire about your field, maybe. I'd like to review with you the basic yisayid of Masechtas, to Perikastas Abad. Just the very basic yudias that we had when Masechtas Abad was probably the Hagdama of the first year, although I don't remember. It wasn't the first year, it was the second year. But the question of what Gimel Shanim, Cheskes Gimel Shanim, why Gimel Shanim? And I think it has a shaykhis to this Tosis, perhaps. Why 3 years? Why, what's special about 3 years? So you remember from the Baba Basra? Tosis in the Ramban. But what does the Gemara say first? What was the basic... What? The Gemara says, why 3 years? Because the person is Zara Bishtare, the person watches the Shtar for 3 years. The Gemara says something else also. That's another reason why 3 years. Gemara says that you're not going to let someone be in your field and not say anything. You're not going to let that happen for 3 years. Most people wouldn't let it happen for 1 year. But for 3 years, certainly. Don't let a person sit in your field for 3 years. Gemara mentions both things as being true. That you don't let someone stay in the field without making a macha for 3 years. And that you watch a shtar. Most people watch a shtar. They're careful with a shtar for 3 years, and after 3 years they're not careful with a shtar. The big question is, which is the reason and which is the result? Which is the reason and which is the result? You could look at it two ways. You could look at it, look, people make a macha within 3 years. Therefore, other people are going to watch the shtar. Why do you watch your shtar for 3 years? Because people would make a macha within 3 years. Because you could look at it that the reason is because people make a macha within 3 years. The fact that you watch your shtar for 3 years is the result. Or you could look at it. No. The reason is people, it's the nature of people to watch stories for 3 years. And therefore, you have to make a macha within 3 years. Follow? Two ways to look at it, they can be big enough to mean this. Which is the cause and which is the result? Okay, the first way was that people talk. People make a macha up to 3 years. Memela, you have to watch your shtar. And that's parshtas, that's taisis shita. That the reason is the macha, and therefore people have to watch your shtar. And the other shita, which is probably the Ramban shita, is that a person is zar b'shtari 3 years. Therefore, you get 3 years to make a macha. Of course, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is why do you make a macha? According to the first way, Tosis way, the reason you make a macha is because he's a ganav. You have to speak up. If you don't speak up within 3 years, there's something wrong with you. So according to the first way, the reason you speak up is because it's the teva of a person to speak up. According to the second mahalach, the reason you speak up is to let him know to watch his shtar. The second mahalach is that the reason is the person is zara b'shtari 3 years. So why make a macha? The reason you make a macha is so he be notified to know that he has to watch his shtar. So that there are two different reasons for a macha. The nafkamina will be, what happens if I am... let's say I make a macha in front of two witnesses. Now I come to Bezdin, I say I made a macha in front of Reuven and Shimon. So Bezdin calls in Reuven and Shimon, and they ask Reuven and Shimon, is it true that Pliny made a macha in front of you? So Reuven and Shimon say, yes, it's true. So they're going to pass him based on this macha. Now, what were Reuven and Shimon supposed to do when they heard about this? Chavra Chavra is like, supposed to spread the word, right? Reuven and Shimon say, yeah, we heard about it, we didn't tell a soul. You see, Avis and Bezdin, they didn't tell a soul. They didn't tell anybody. What happens now? Is that a good macha? Reuven and Shimon didn't tell anybody?
He did what he's supposed to do.
He did what he's supposed to do. But Rav Elishama didn't tell anyone. So the person has a shtar doesn't know to watch a shtar. So this would be pashtus, the nafkamina between the two ways. According to Taisvis, that the reason to make a macha is because if you don't make a macha, there's something suspicious about you. So here I made a macha. You can't have tainus to me. I didn't make a macha. However, according to the Ramban, that the reason for the macha is so the other person knows to watch a shtar. In this case, the other person doesn't know to watch a shtar. So male macha is not a good macha. The other person has a good reason why he lost the shtar. Nafkamina, nafkamina between those who are two ma'alchins. What? The first one sounds more blunt.
The first one is struck for years, it's amazing. If the way of the world was that people watch your stars for a week, so the person only has a week to be my friend, and he misses it too late. It's the fact that people watch your stars.
And the same thing the first way. If the way of the world is that people make machar 2 years, it changes.
Also, that doesn't come back, because if a person is expected within a certain amount of time to make a machar, so then the holder of the shell says, then I'm going to find out, I don't have to wait that from now on. But according to the Ramban, if a person only watches your star for a week, and this guy doesn't find out within a week,
Quite Ramban, I mean, it just happens. The number happens to work out well. You're right. If the number would be a week, then we would have never set up the din this way, because we would have the other consideration. You're saying that he has to give a chance to her and we hear about it. That he used people to watch their stories for 3 years. Some of may have let this work. The truth is, Ramban uses a lotion that it's a takana based on this. We'll get into particulars of that, but it's a takara. Chazal set up this takara based on this logic. You're right. If it would have been 1 week, then they would have set it up this way.
To say that the machar is just informing me the holder of the shtar to hold on to it. It's not like this is my feeling. He's not saying hold on to your shtar. He's saying get out of my field. It's my field.
Well, right now he's not coming with the police. Right now he's in a different place, and he's just announcing a machar so that later he can go to bed. Machar is not going to bed. When you go to bed, and suddenly you go to bed, and you have the entire. Machar is a holding thing, and until then, you want it to be known that it's your field. So, all right. If Tosfos is more mustabit to you than the Ramban, that's not a problem. There's not enough gemina, big enough gemina by Chefkas Tashmishim. Let's say someone, the Gemara's case, Chefkas Tashmishim, is that somebody. Let the water, the gutter of his roof, drain into my field. Well, the Gemara is a case where he puts his ladder to fix his roof. He sets up a ladder in my field. Nowadays, it would be that he parks his car in my driveway. No one parks his car in my driveway, and then he comes later. He says, "I bought the rights." I say, "I never sold it to you." Does he get a chazaka? Maybe he did it less than 3 years. He shouldn't get a chazaka. Is there such a thing as a chazaka of 3 years? A cheskes tashmishim. So it depends. Why a number three? If the number three is based on macha, so then it makes sense. If for 3 years you don't make a macha, then I park in your driveway for 3 years, you don't say anything, so I get a chazaka. If the reason for 3 years is because zar b'shtarei, so that makes sense. I'm buying a field which people write shtaris for. A tashmishim, which people do not normally write shtaris for. So the number of 3 years has no shaykhis, because we're not talking about shtaris. So these are some nafkaminas that say in the Rishaynim in Mesechtes Bava Basra, and this is the basic, I think, the basic, what they call raid, the basic yisayid of Cheskes Avatim. Our Gemara is Lashon. Taisa says, "B'chol makayim." It says, "Machash shalai b'fana." It always uses the Lashon, "Machash shalai b'fana." Why does it always use that Lashon? The truth is that if you hold my Taisa and Bava Basra Shita, it's not such a shara kasha. Because according to Taisa Shita, Machai is the whole thing of 3 years, is based on Machai. According to the Ramban, it's Shre. Why call it Machash shalai b'fana? The Iker is the shtar. That's the reason for 3 years. And immediately you have to make a machar. According to Taisus old Shita and Bava Basra, at least, Taisus hold that the whole cheshbon of 3 years is based on machar. So then it's very good that the Gemara always chafs on Elosh and machar, because machar is the main, the thing that drives this whole cheshbon. It's all based on machar. At any rate, that's the shock with the tire has to do with Heskes Gimel Shanim, and if we'd be learning Bava Basra, we'd spend more time on it. Now I think we just have to move on. The Gemara has two more of the listenies, and we're going to go through them rather quickly, just because we want to get to the Meksuvah Sugya, which is the next Mishnah. So let's start with the first one, and we'll see. See for tomorrow at least. You should try to be able to finish till the next to the next Mishnah. Let's see the next Velisni. Velisni, by the Yeshua, by Imla Chaveri, Mana Lavisi. In fact, the Gemara, why is the Mishnah Chaf on a different case? Velisni, by the Yeshua, by Imla Chaveri, Mana Lavisi, Melcha Parati Lachashu Nema. What's so good about this case? Tell your friend, Mana Lavisi Mimcha, Uparati Shuneman. Poshit. If I come to you and I say, hey, I got news for you. I borrow money from you once and I paid you back. Poshit unbelieved. It's a chiddush in the Mishnah. Might be Rabbi Yeshua. Parati is always believed, no? I lend you money, and you say you're paid, of course you believe. Not much chiddush in this listening. It's a very bland case. I tell somebody, not only that, I don't even need a pesha asur. To say I paid you, if I borrow money from you and I paid you, do I really need a pesha asur to say that parati is neman? So the Aflah says it must be the matching meant that you say, mana levisi mimcha b'fnei eidim. You come in and you say, I borrowed money from you. I borrowed money in front of Eidim, and I paid you back. So calls them out, the Eidim don't. If the Eidim were to come, Gemara is saying, then I would lose. So calls them out, the Eidim don't come. So I have a Migul. I could have denied they were Eidim. The Pesha also. And the Meila, everything is good. The Meila, I'm believed. I said, that's a Chiddush. Right? That's a Chiddush. If I borrowed with Eidim, and I want to be believed to say I paid, so that the Gemara and the Kasha held as a chiddush, that can be believed to say I paid, even though I borrowed with Eidim. The Gemara answers no. You should buy a misty sefim yesh Eidim shu lava menu ayim parati ainei nema. That's not true. Akaim alam. Mavas chaver beidim ain't tzarek l'faray beid. So since a mavas chaver beidim ain't tzarek l'faray beidim, so again it's pshita that parati is believed, and not only is parati believed, but even if Eidim come, parati is believed. So Mimela, the case of the Mishnah, is not a Pesha Asa, because if I borrow with Eidim, I'm believed to say I paid. This is a Chiddush. If you go over to a friend, you should know. If you lend somebody money, and you call two witnesses special, because you want them to have witnesses you lent him, you know, you're still in a lot of trouble. But if you don't trust him, you should know. Hamavas Kamei Be'edim Ein Tzarech Lefar Be'edim. You don't gain that much by having Eidim. So the only way out, if you really want to protect yourself, you have to say to him, "I'll defray the elevator." Like Tosis says, Tosis brings it in Tosis in Tzach Lafari Be'edim, in the second part of Tosis in Taimer. By Mishani, Akati Ikalisni, Imyesh Eidim, Vamalei Al Defray the Elevator Bifnei Plani or Plani. If you say, "Don't pay me back," only in front of witnesses, so then that's binding. And if you lend someone money and you really don't trust them, you got to be careful. Because if you lend the money with witnesses, it's not going to do much for you, unless you get a shtar, or you have, or you tell them not to frame the elevator.
What's the point of getting Eidim?
It's a very good question. What's the point of getting Eidim on the loan?
He can't say I never borrowed.
Only that he can't say I never borrowed. And I guess if you come to Hesmano, you wouldn't be able to say, pay. But it doesn't seem to, you don't seem to gain very much by calling Eidim at the time of the loan, because you don't gain much, because he could just say parati. He could just say that he paid. If you say al tefreini ela be'edim, that's binding. And the Gemara says that there in Shavuos, not only is it binding if you say it at the time of the loan, but even later. If you lend someone money in the past, you have a right to go to him now and say al tefreini ela be'edim. That's a binding condition. If you say, don't pay me back only with aid. Why? Well, otherwise he could deny it. So if you don't trust him, you would do that. Why? If he doesn't deny it. The problem is he'll have a migul. Look, if you say you said it in front of aid and he says you never said it, you lose. He says he said it, but he has a migul because he said he didn't. I'll be the din in that case.
But he doesn't pay these money. He's saying that he paid them. But there are no aid.
Okay, that's a good question. What happens if I lend someone money, I say only pay me in front of aid? Later we come to Bezin. He says he paid. With the aid? No, I pay without aid. But I told you I was afraid he'll pay you. He says, it's taka true that you said al tefreini ela be'edim. But I paid you back without edim anyway. But I have a migul. I could have denied that you paid me back, that you said al tefreini.
You call those edim, so it's a
what?
Migul
does. You didn't say it when he knows it's something. We say migul does for a moment. That's the worst name on this.
He didn't say that about the edim.
Right, if he did, in such a case. Now that's what you're asking is almost Taisus Kasha. I mean, it sounds like Taisus Kasha. The second in Taimer, Taisus Ein Sarach. What is Taisus asking? From Taimer, my Mishani, Akati listening. Let the Mishnah say like this. And Yesh Eidim, V'amalei Atafreini, Yalub Bifnei Pliny, Pliny. If I lent you money with Eidim and I said, don't pay me only Bifnei Pliny, Pliny. Einei Naman. But the Mishnah say that Maidir of Yeshua, in this case, that he has a Peshasa. That he could have said, you never said it, and therefore believe me that I paid you back with Eidim. Are you following, this complicated case? I lend you money with Eidim. And I say, I'll defray me, Elibus, Ne, Pliny, or Pliny. And at the end of that time, you say I paid you back without Aiden, but believe me, with amigo, that I could have said you never made the condition. So there's this and the Mishnah Chapa on that case. And then if you have a Peshas, you'll win. If you don't have a Peshas, you'll lose. This is cash. Why, if I tell you Al Tefreini Ela Be'edim, why is that binding? Why is it binding? Just because I told you, you have to listen to me. So tonight in the loan. So that would make sense at the time of the loan. But it works even not at the time of the loan, even later. If I walk over to you and I say, Altafreni Ela Be'edim, you're obligated to pay me only in front of Eidim. Why is that binding? So there are two Mahalchim. The Magamishna says that it's a din emaminis that you could make a shibud later. A shibud for nemanis, tzchal, din emaminis tzchal, and it's the tanai is part of the business deal. Finished. This is the way the Magid Mishnah learns. The Kesef Mishnah has an innovative way of learning. Kesef Mishnah says when you say out the frayni hel ve'edim, it's really not binding. It's a din emaminis. However, there's an anan sadi. There's an anan sadi that if I tell you, pay me back only in front of witnesses, well, I'm not going to trust you, that you would only pay me back in front of witnesses. You're not going to take your chances. You know that I'm going to make trouble for you. I set out to frame the elevator. So even if it's not binding, in a mumanistic sense, but it's an asadi that if I tell you, pay me back only in front of witnesses, that you would only pay me back in front of witnesses. Because you're not going to take a chance.
If he knows I can't do anything, because it's not binding,
then on Saturday you still wouldn't do that. If you borrow $100 from me and I say you only pay back on witnesses, even if it's a dini mamon, it's not binding. You know, you don't want to be shlef through the entire. You don't want your name to be besmirched. You don't want me to be saying you didn't pay. Yeah, Saadi, if someone lends you money and he says pay him back in front of witnesses, even if it's not binding, you would still do it. You would still pay him back only in front of witnesses. So it's an Saadi.
You said this in front of Adam, that's not the Peniel of Adam?
No matter what. Even if I did it without witnesses. Look, a person who wants to play, an honest person, certainly, he wants to play it safe. Even if your person told me not with witnesses. If he told me pay me back only in front of witnesses, I'm only going to pay you in front of witnesses just because I don't want to have trouble later.
He's himself saying against that non-sadi.
When
he comes to the present later and says, I paid without
a fund of aid,
so telling you that
there
is no
non-sadi. Well, what we're saying is, we have a non-sadi that the average person will do this. The average person, if he's told, I'll defray the elevator, if someone lends you a dollar, you might not care enough to bother. If someone lends you money that matters to you, someone makes a loan to you, and he tells you how to frame the elevator, which is when people will say it, not going to say it for a dollar. Someone lent you a significant amount of money. He says, I only want you to have proof that you paid. So a person in his right mind is going to do it. The average person.
This person is not that way.
Now this person, well, we don't know, he may be a liar. Now a person comes into Bez and he says, I borrowed with Aiden. And he told me, I'll defray the elevator. When I paid Shalai Aiden. I is an ansadi that you don't do that kind of thing. So the question is, you're a liar. You didn't pay. So you say, oh, but I want to have a meagle. I could have denied that he set out the frame. I could have denied it. Make sense? So if it says, that would be a meagle b'makam an ansadi. Tysus is asking, it's a chap on the case of meagle. That migu is against the Anan Sadi. There's an Anan Sadi that if someone says, I'll defray the Ela Be'edim, that you would not do such a thing. That you would not pay Shalai Be'edim. You would only pay with Eidim. So being that there's an Anan Sadi, you would only pay with Eidim. What place is Kasha? Let the Mishnah Chap on a Pesha Aser, where you come to Bez, and you say, Takatru, you told me to pay with Eidim, I pay without it. And believe me, I have a Pesha Aser. I could have denied the whole thing. So Fiktsais, that's not a kasha. According to the Kesef Mishnah, it's not a kasha. Because according to the Kesef Mishnah, a person, what kind of business is that? A person, is it that you can say a migu to say I paid without Edim? Nobody in their right mind is going to pay without Edim. If the Malva said the Farish, you better have proof that you paid me. So Mamela is not Fiktsais. What place is kasha? According to the case of Mishnah, what place is kasha? You should just say an amigu case, where a person says, you told me how to frame the other Eidim, I paid you anyway. Saying that, that's a amigu against an ansadi.
You go
the other way. How is it we say for mominus? So how is alone is not enough. You say amigu to Hazel by mom. You say a person is a chutzpah for mom. But to say that... Well, it's amigo against an ansadi, that's good enough. It's amigo makam eidim. Amigo against an ansadi. If we have an ansadi, that a person would not do such a thing. You want me to believe you did something unusual with amigo. But we have an ansadi, people don't do this type of unusual thing. So what's Tosis Kasha? What? According to the Magen Mishnah, it's not right. Tosis Kasha would be with Kasha. That's right. So according to the Magen Mishnah, the etzem you believe, there's no ansadi. No, there's no one on Saadi. But the Kohen Kesef Mishnah is on Saadi, so what's... What? It's in the beginning of Perek Tezvav in Hilchus Gezeila, I believe. Iktsais is an Ayin Aleph, Ayiz Dalet, where he brings us down with the additional... Iktsais Ga'inus. Again, what's the whole kasha? Before we get into what the Ketzais is going to say, Pshat and Taisus. Again, what's the case? It's really pretty simple. Person, Tais saying the Mishnah should say the following case. Person comes into Bezdin, says, I borrowed money, you told me I had to pray the Bel of Eidim, I paid you without Eidim. He says, that's the story he says. He wants to be believed with a migul. Could have denied the whole business. So Satisis, that's a migul against an ansad. The person doesn't do such a thing. Memela, Zakta, the Ktsais, like the Keser Mishnah. The person wouldn't do such a thing. Memela, Tais's cash is not a cash. That's the first step in the Ktsais. Second step, Zakta Ktsais, 1 minute. Let's look at Tais' Lashon. Does Tais say, Altifreni Elabaydim? Let's taste his Lashon. What did he say? Altifreni Ela. Is that the same thing as Altifreni Elabaydim? Huh? At first glance, it's the same. It's not the same. What? It's more specific. He's not saying Altifreni Elabaydim. Tesis picked the kasha where he said, "Altifreni elabethne pliny u pliny, only pay me back in front of Reuven and Shimon. They're the only ones I trust." Why does Tesis do that? Why does Tesis say "Altifreni elabethne"? The normal lashon. Zaktik tzais. Now listen carefully. It's gavaldik. Zaktik tzais. Tesis holds like the Kesef Mishnah. And if a man comes into Bezdin, he says "Altifreni elabethne." He says, "I borrowed money." And the deal was, I can only pay him back in front of Eidim. And I paid him back Shalai Bifnei Eidim. Taisus agrees with the Kesef Mishnah. Of course he's not believed. That's a migul against an Ayan Sadi. Nobody would do such a thing. What is the case that Taisus is asking? Totally different case. I borrowed money, and the deal was I can only pay back in front of Reuven and Shimon. And you know what I did? I pay back in front of two other witnesses. I pay back in front of two other witnesses. You'll tell me that wasn't the deal. I say I did it anyway. That, there's no one on Saudi, a person wouldn't do that. There's no one on Saudi. I have witnesses I pay. It's just not those two witnesses. So then, Tyson's kasha makes sense. Tyson's kasha makes a lot of sense. He told him, I'll defray the yellow before they play the applied. Only paid back for the Reuven and Shimon, which really the other person should have done. But let me ask you, if someone would tell you, only paid back for the Reuven and Shimon, and later it came time to pay and you had two other witnesses, you'd feel comfortable doing that. You have witnesses. So in that case, Bedavka Taisus asked his kasha. Bedavka is such a case, Taisus asked. We set out to Freyni, Yalab, Bethne, Pliny, or Pliny. So if you say, out to Freyni, Yalab, Bethne, Pliny, or Pliny, and now the person comes to Bezdin, he tells a story. He says, he told me after I had planned to play. I paid him back in front of two others. And I want to be believed because I have a migul. We'll believe you with a migul. That's not a migul of Makam and Asadi. That's not a migul of Makam and Asadi. We'll believe you with a migul because people would do such a thing. A migul, I could have denied you ever set out to frame me. Right, that's our Mishnah's case. That could have denied the whole story. Then nobody can prove it. So now, Tyson's cash is a good cash.
Well, if he had a shiver, he didn't
have to
pay back. What? He had a shiver, he didn't give back to me, but he had a shiver, he didn't give back. He was supposed to give it back to me, and he didn't give it back to me, but he had a shiver.
You could assess that in such a case, too.
Okay,
what? Okay, now. Well, the Tyson could have asked in such a case. It's Meiridik, how the Ketzais learned Taisus. He was back in the words, when they learned the Taisus. The Medayik and Taisus Lashon, it's Taka very Medayik. It's a beautiful way to learn the Taisus. And Taisus Nachinami, Tais doesn't answer. Taisus is Nachinami, the Mishnah could have said it. But he writes to Laharach Lashayna, he didn't want to have such a complicated case. But the way the Ketzais learned Taisus Kash is going to help. There's an interesting machlekes we shine them here in this Gemara. If someone steals in front of Adam, does he have to pay back in front of Adam? Good question. Someone borrows money from me in front of Adam, he can pay me back now in front of Adam. What about a gun? Someone stole from me, and there were witnesses. He has to pay me back. And Bezdin said he has to pay me. Does he have to pay me in front of Eidim? What do you say? Logically.
Never made up anything.
Never made up anything. Should be able to say what? You know what he's saying? It's very strange about a ganiv to say the same thing, no? Well, strange to say about a ganiv that if a ganiv steals. So the Rishonim here in our Gemara bring that the Rambam, the way the Rishonim understand the Rambam, that you have to do it in front of Eidim. Once you're a ganiv, you do have to pay back in front of Eidim. And they bring the Ramah, Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi, the Ramah holds, no, it's a chafar of Eidim. The Rambam is more logical to all of us than the Ramah. We would all understand. A ganiv, you say, I took a stole from you, but I paid you back. Shloi Be'edim, you have no proof. We're going to stop believing you. Yesterday you were willing to break into my house to steal it. So today, Koshken, you're willing to deny it in order to steal it.
Right? Have to pay back. Do it. Pay back no matter what. Just for him, he's going to do it like with him.
He's never going to be believed.
It's like it's a protected gun if you do with Aiden.
The God of walks in, he says, it's Taka true, I stole, but I paid. Does he have any money to say he paid?
He never has any money.
Well,
he's
a God, right?
I think he should have any money.
They have no money.
Somebody has no money, but it doesn't mean that you tell him that he has to return it.
Well, it's the same thing. If you say that he's not going to be believed separati, in effect, you're saying that if you pay without aid, you're taking a chance. So we're not going to believe
you. You can't. The guy can't say, I don't want to do it today because you're not going to believe me otherwise. I'll pay twice. That's just to protect the guy. You would prefer that.
Well, the guy certainly could say, I don't want to pay in front of aid, for sure.
Well, he has to return it anyway.
But then you're just going to come and be tevayim the second time.
So if you want to come for the guy, for the guy,
you should allow the guy to get to aid. I think so. Got a chiv to return, but you can return it in a way that's safe. It's not as if getting to aid is the hardest thing in the world.
No, but it's a different thing to go and say that you can go and say, look, I ain't paying him back unless I have aid, or to go and say that you have to pay back from there. That's two different things.
Well, anybody can insist on Aiden. That's even by a loan. If I say I'll defrain the Elabe Aiden, I could always insist. Question is, well, he didn't make any Ketanai. The question is he believed to say Parati? If he says Parati without Adam, is he believed? That's the whole question. Is he believed to say he paid without Adam? Once he stole this item, I don't believe I returned it. If he's willing to climb into my window to steal it, I'm going to trust him now, say Parati.
Does the Ganav have any money at all? Once
the
Ganav
does he have the
money?
Sorry, that. Somebody steals money, he has no money at all. What?
I hear
what you're saying. You understand what you're saying? There's something else. He didn't have a if he did a avera l'tayavain, if he did one avera l'tayavain, he doesn't become a mumra l'chal tarakum. But here we're talking about the same thing, the same money he stole. How do you know if it says without Eidim? He has a mitzvah to return even without Eidim. The question is only, will he be believed? It's true, he has a mitzvah to return, he doesn't need Eidim for his mitzvah. Logically, a ganav should not be believed to say Parati. When I say the words should have to have Eidim, it bothers you a little. When I say he's not nemah to say Parati, I think you'd all agree. Believe a ganav to say Parati? The Ramah bases his whole shita on our Gemara. Because, according to the Rambam, V'lisni, we'll say the same thing the Gemara says, just change one word. Listni, my dear Rabbi Yeshua, by Melech HaVeira, imana, gazalti memcha, uparati lecha. Just change it from Levisi to Gazalti, to have exactly the same kasha as the Gemara. So the Gemara's teretz was, no, so just that today, instead of Levisi, Gonafti, or Gazalti, and then the whole Gemara, the kasha of a listening comes back. Why didn't the Gemara ask that? Elamai must be that Gazalti, Levisi, it's all the same. And Ein Tzarech L'Farei Be'Edim. That's the raya of the Ramban. So Chayr is a Gvaldik a raya. Yeah, in the case of and still he'll have a peshas. The Mishnah will be great. Let it say, Meizer Rabbi Yeshua, for me it comes into Bez. He says, I stole with Eidim. And I paid back without Eidim. And believe me, I have a peshas, I could have denied the whole thing, so you don't have any proof. He'll be believed. For Karat, that's Gavandi. It's a big chiddush. If Yeshua is Meizer, but the peshas, he'll be believed. It would be great. Wouldn't be pshita. So again, the concise comes through.
The Gemara's whole question is basically, the Gemara's question here is based on the Gemara has to do this. Let's do this so it matches up with the advocate. It doesn't bring in all logic here. Is now the problem we just had to bring in the father originally. It's because of the fact that the agent with Chazaka makes no sense in the problem with it. If you don't involve the father. So now we can bring this in, we can leave the father out. When we start bringing this case, we can leave the father out. The whole purpose is because it's not because of what Rabbi Yehuda is annoyed on. The Gemara's whole question on is now because of this Eidim,
The primary thing of the Mishnah is to say Rabbi Yehuda was made in the Pesha, so when it's Rosh Hashanah for that.
But when the Gemara is asking, let's say this case, because now this, we'll use this case, Eidim. The safe is not going to require him to bring the father. So, to go and say that once the guy's got Avis and he stole it, that he's not ready to say this? The Gemara's question is based on the
I don't agree with that. The talk is very disturbing to the listeners here in the Gemara. Why? Well, we're going to listen. You know, it's like you say this, yes, why don't you say that? You know, you say that, yes, why don't you say this? Right, but Lamaisa, the Gemara does ask. And Gemara asked that if you just change one word, Lavisi, to Gazalti, you know, you're right. If I get a whole new far-fetched case, maybe you'd be right. It's the same case.
What's the right to the Ramai?
So again, the right to the Ramai is because the Gemara here asked the Kasha. Let us say a case of Parati, Lavisi, Chabed, and Parati. Well, says, I couldn't say it because it's Ein Tzarech L'Farei. But if you say by Mana Gazalti Mumcha that there's no such thing as Ein Tzarech L'Farei Be'Edim, so the Kasha comes back. It could set aside the whole thing, Mana Gazalti Mumcha. I come to Bez and I say, I stole the Mana from you, Be'Edim, I paid you back Shalai Be'Edim, and I have a Migu, a Peshas, I could have denied the whole thing. So then I win unless he brings witnesses. So that's a good case of the mission. So Ketzais. Again, a typical Ketzais comes in with a Ketzais and Sfara is solid, you know, he says a teretz. Ketzais says that the Rambam made a mistake. The Rambam is right, Rabbi Shainim are right. Why was the Rambam's kasha? Let the Mishnah say, the Meir comes into Bez, and he says, Mada Gazalti Mumcha, and the whole pshepel. Why is a Gazlin? Why is it that a Gazlan has to pay back with Eidim? Because he's a Chashid. He's a Chashid, he's a Gazlan. You can't have a case in the Mishnah where a man walks into Bezin, there are no witnesses, he walks into Bezin and he says, I admit that I stole $100 from him with Eidim, I paid him back without Eidim. And believe me, because I have a Peshas. So you say that's a Chiddush, because he has to pay back with Eidim. He's not the Mason Master of Russia. A person can't make himself a chashid. A person walks into Bez and says, I stole. He can't create that he's a chashid. A person is not nemet about himself to make himself a chashid. A person says, Mana Gazalti Mumcha, and there's no proof, he doesn't become a chashur. He's believed. If a person goes to the business and says, "I'm maida, I stole $100," the business says, "Okay, pay back." He will be believed afterwards to say parati. He's believed to say parati. Now he came and he said, "I stole $100." He's believed that he has to pay the person $100 because by mominis, Adam Neman Yesim and May Aidim. He's believed to say he owes him $100. He's not believed to make himself a chashut. So Mimela, the whole kasha falls off. What was the whole kasha? Let the Mishnah say a case where I come into Bezdin and I say, bang, I come into Bezdin and I say, I stole from him $100 and I paid him back Shalai Be'edim. There's no such case. I believe to pay him back Shalai Be'edim because I can't make myself a chashut. It's very glad to tear it to the Ketzais. And as we get into Dinei Mamedes, which we're going to be doing over the next few weeks, the end of this man, we're going to start getting used to the Ketzais, because on Dinei Ebenezer, there is no Ketzais. It's on the Balloon, but not on this, not on the Hilchus Ksum. Now, in Dinei Mamedes, we start to have the Geschmack of a Ketzais. You know, the Ketzais is a Teretz, usually it's a solid Teretz. Yeah.
Because
the case is that the man says, I stole in front of Adam or I borrowed in front of Adam. But the Adam aren't here. They didn't come. He still has a migul. No, Kozman, they don't come. He has a migul. Then he could have denied the whole thing. Then the Mishnah says, if those Eidim come, then he doesn't have a migul. That's Gufa, right? You say, I did it with Eidim. But they are not.
So once Eidim come, his migul is over.
Right. That's the same for the Mishnah, for Yesh Eidim. If Eidim come, his migul is over. Okay, one more Velisni in the Gemara. This was a long one. Velisni, my dear Yeshua, b'ayim l'chaveri, mana l'avicha b'yadi, v'chaltif pras, shehu nema. Let's say a new case. My dear Rabbi Yeshua, ba'im lechaveray, mane la'avicha biyadi v'chaltif pras. I owed your father $100. He ate half of it. Shu neman, leave it to me. Yeah, leave it to Rabbanu. Amri meishav abeida have it. Leave it to Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov. Ha'omer shavua body. Okay, we get into a new thing here. Right, let me just give you a little introduction to what we're going to discuss in this next Gemara. If we really wanted, we could talk about Dinei Meshav Aveda for the next week or two, and then Dinei Meshav Mikzos in the bottom of the Yamid. We're not going to do that. Tomorrow we're going to finish this Sugya, Kli Neder. But the part that's Negeat Ksuvis from this Sugya is very important. And that is something that's Negeat to Dinei Migul. Right? This perek is Dinei Peshasa, Dinei Migul. First, you just have to know that there's a machlaikis rishayin if you say a migu lafture mishvua. If a migu helps to patur a person from a shvua. Now, you might ask me, if a migu could patur me from mamon, it's certainly patur me from a shvua. So that's part of what we're going to have to learn tomorrow. But the fact is that there's a machlaikis rishayin if you say migu lafture mishvua. The shita of Taisvis is that Migul Lafturi Mishvua Amrina. Taisvis in many places, the Machlek is actually Bali Taisvis. The Taisvis in many places holds Migul Lafturi Mishvua Amrina. And the shita of the Rambam is Migul Lafturi Mishvua Lai Amrina. Now that's the basic idea, Migul Lafturi Mishvua. Again, I'm going to repeat to you, we're going to have to collect. We spoke already about Migul Da'aza, Migul Machameidim, Migul Lahaitzi, Migul against Minigam Medina. Now we have Migul Lafturi Mishvua. There are many Klolei Migul that we are going to bump into over the remainder of this month. Migul Lafturi Mishvua is one of the basic Machlaiksins, Machlaikis HaPaiskim, the Mechaber Paschas like the Rambam, the Migul Lafturi Lai Amrinan, the Ramah Paschas like Taisus, the Migul Lafturi Mishvua Amrinan. The basic Machlaik. Just push it before we get into the complicated stuff, which is for tomorrow. The Gemara asks the Kasha. Let the Mishnah. Let's forget, I read too much. Let's just read the first two lines. Listen, my dear Rabbi Shoba Aimer. What's the case? I walk into bed and I tell my chaver, "Mane la avicha biyadi." I borrowed $100 from your father. The chalt of pras, and I paid back $50. Shunemun. Why am I never? Because I could have said nothing to do. I could have just been quiet. I could have not said I owe you anything. I have a migu. So with that migu, I'm believed. I'm believed that what? Believed that what? Believed that pay 50.
Yeah.
Is this talking that there's a teveya, that you came to me and you said I owe you money? Was there no teveya? So Rashi and Tosfos and the Mishnah argued. If the Mishnah is talking, there's no teveya. Rashi says, there's no teveya. That's okay. I walk into Bezdin, no one teveya me. I walk into Bezdin, I say, I borrowed money from your father. There's no teveya here. Is there any idea of Shaysa Shalavit? No teveya. Tosfos said, no. He's talking that he's teveya him. In an era, I don't think he's talking that it's not teveya, Tosfos says. Hala teveya. V'nemam v'migul. That means the person says, you borrowed 100,000 from my father. He has no proof whatsoever. He's teveya. And I say, it's taka true, I borrowed 100,000 from your father, but I paid 50. Now, I'm believed with a migul, I could have denied the whole thing. That's pshat in this Gemara. Now, when I say I paid 50, what's that called? Maida b'miktas. Maida b'miktas has to swear. Right? Tais v'zetzes l'rayim, that is a teveya, that you say I owe you 100. I say, no, I only owe you 50. I'm a maida b'miktas. But I want to win with a migu. Tais v'shitasa is very good. Tais v'shitasa is migu l'afturi m'shviya m'shvua m'ninan. So you can zetz l'rayim in such a case, because it's a migul, lafturi mishvua, and you say a migul, lafturi mishvua. Rashi holds like the Rambam, that migul lafturi mishvua lo yamrinan. So Rashi has to define this whole sugya, that there's no teveya. Because if there's a teveya, he'd be chayv to swear, shvus maida b'miktas, and the migul wouldn't help him. Memela, Rashi does his erayim, that there's no teveya. Rashi, assuming he owes like Shitas a Rambam, and we're going to see later in the sugya that he does. Rashi owes Migul after Meshua, by any means. So this is the machlaikis. I feel funny saying it's the main thing in the next sugya, because the main thing in the next sugya is the dinim of Meshav Aveda and the dinim of the Meis Pana of the whole business. We're going to talk about it and learn it. But it's Negeya, our goal in the next next 2 months, to learn Dine Migul. Eventually to have a chart of all the rules of Migu, which are very complicated. It's not that they're complicated, it's just that it's so broad, is to know that this Machlaikis Rashi Tosfos is a Machlaikis. Now for tomorrow, you have a lot of work, because you really have to try to finish the Gemara. Tosfos for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is, Machlaikis Rashi Tosfos there, is going to tie back to this Machlaikis Rashi Tosfos. The same Migu left during the Shavua, and hopefully you'll get there for tomorrow. Appreciate your coming in the snow today.